So broadcast.
Where'd you guys do that?
Because
Don Gilman is like here at 4 3 9. I think we can see it. It doesn't know how many leaves are on the trees. Gray brick, red brick with the diamond patterns on the side. And it has a roof where you can see a red brick or a red sided building sticking out to the side there. Which is just the other side of, what's the next road that's up there? I can't remember the name of that road.
East Ring Road.
Yeah,
East Ring Road. Just on the other side of East Ring Road is that building there, and there's a little kind of room that sticks up on top there. Yeah, it's the East Residence or Glengarry Hall. And to get to our transmitter, you go in there and either take the elevator up or walk up 12 flights of stairs and then go up another flight of stairs out a door onto the roof. There's a gap of about 8 or 10 feet, and then you go in another door, and it's kind of a large closet or a small room that has two audio racks that look kind of like server racks. And our equipment is in one of these racks. Now, bolted to the side of that structure that sticks up over the roof, which also encloses the top of the elevator, is a big mast. And it has two big foot and a half
globes,
that are just fiberglass enclosures that keep our two antennae dry, or two parts of our antenna dry. We have two because it radiates a bit better. It's part of the engineering design of that antenna. And they're mounted one over top of the other. Above those two white globes, there's also four looped bays, which are part of the shortwave, or I forget if it's shortwave or it's a repeater for the shortwave club to broadcast in on one frequency. And the equipment in the rack that's beside our rack will broadcast out on another frequency. And we have a long-time partnership with the Shortwave Club in town, partially because before we picked up... how far back our partnership with the BBC goes, but we used to pick up the BBC, which we broadcast overnight and for 5-minute spots at the top of the hour, or some hours throughout the day. We used to pick that up on shortwave and broadcast that on our FM signal.
South New Brunswick.
We now use a big C-band satellite dish, which is about 2 meters across, or 3 meters across, which is on the roof of this building, on the roof of the University Center, which means going up to the fifth floor and going through an office and their window to get out on the roof to adjust that dish, when sometimes it blows around in the wind. Yeah, and if anyone wants to come up with me sometime when I do a transmitter check, I go check out once a week.
It's the second tallest point in all of Guelph. The only thing taller is the smokestack, like 200 meters this way.
It's hard to tell if it's taller, just when you're up there, if it's taller than the big church downtown, because the spire is about the same kind of height. There's also...
What's that? Isn't there a bylaw saying nothing can be taller than the church?
I debated about six floors.
Six-floor building.
And line of sight, yeah.
Yeah. There are also some other towers that are kind of south and south east of us for other transmitters and microwave long-range transmissions. Thanks. Okay.